We may never know if the chicken or the egg came first, but scientists have discovered a fossil that sheds light on how turtles got their shells. Since the time of dinosaurs, turtles have looked much the same as they do today, complete with bony shells. But scientists know turtles didn't just appear on the Earth fully formed. There must have been an ancestor with a partial shell or no shell at all. So how did the shell get there? Some dinosaurs and present-day reptiles, like crocodiles, have bony skin plates called osteoderms. So researchers thought turtle shells might have evolved from these plates. The trouble was, when they studied turtle embryos, they found that shells grow out from the backbone and ribs and don't appear to be overgrown osteoderms. The evolution of the shell remained a mystery until a 220-million-year-old fossil was unearthed in Guizhou Province, China. The fossil was named Odontochelys semitestacea, or half-shelled turtle with teeth. Unlike modern land turtles, this 16-inch-long species was found with other marine reptiles, indicating it was aquatic. It had a plastron, or lower shell, but the upper shell, called a carapace, was not there, only a thickened backbone and ribs. Odontochelys not only answered some questions about the shell's origin, it also gave a clue as to why a turtle has a full body shell. Scientists think the shell evolved as a defense against ocean predators. On land, the belly is protected by the ground, but in an aquatic environment, turtles can be attacked from above or below. After the plastron evolved, the carapace developed, giving turtles extra protection. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Susan Linville, with help from Olivier Riepel at the Chicago Field Museum. I'm Don Glass.